This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Bruce Conway, and I'm a founding director of the Robertson Therapeutic Development Fund at the Rockefeller University. This is a $40 million fund, which is aimed at helping our investigators to translate their basic research discovery into breakthrough medications and diagnostics, as well as medical devices. I also serve on the faculty of the Clinical Center for Translational Science and as an advisor for the Tri-Institutional Therapeutics Discovery Institute. And this is a nonprofit formed by Memorial Sloan Kettering, Rockefeller, and Weill Cornell Medicine in partnership with Takeda to help enable early-stage drug discovery of small molecules and biologics. I'm also an advisor to various entrepreneurship initiatives around New York City, including the Fiddlehead Foundation, where I do serve as an entrepreneur in residence, Columbia Tech Ventures, where I was an executive in residence prior to coming to Rockefeller, eLab, and First Pitch Life Sciences. By way of background, I earned my PhD in pharmacology at the Medical College of Virginia and did a postdoc at the UMass Medical Center. I started my career in the pharmaceutical industry at Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceutical R&D, where I worked on numerous drug discovery projects and championed the progression of several compounds to the clinic, one of which went through FDA approval and became a novel first-in-class treatment for type 2 diabetes called Invokana. I then moved on to the Institute for Pharmaceutical Discovery in Connecticut, where I was a senior director of biology and oversaw the day-to-day operations of the pharmacology and biology and DMPK teams. After 6 or 7 years there, I worked with a few colleagues to leverage assets from Yale University to launch OncoArendi Therapeutics, a company which is focused on the development of novel therapies for inflammatory disease and cancer. And at this time, I also kind of worked at Columbia Tech Ventures as an executive in residence, where I worked with academic researchers to provide guidance and development advice for their initiatives and potential assets.
Bruce, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So currently, I'm an EIR at the Fiddlehead Foundation. Their broad mission is to support the advancement of life science technologies for patient benefit by developing a skilled network of innovators and entrepreneurs in the New York City area. Specifically, we're focused on developing the NYC biotech ecosystem. And that's mainly through life science entrepreneurship education, professional project management, and financing for early stage technologies, and facilitating the relocation of ex-US companies into the New York City ecosystem. And one of my roles as an EIR at Fiddlehead is to advise and mentor on the development of these early stage life science technologies. One of the new initiatives that we've just launched is the SciCafe New York City. This was previously sponsored by Nature, but now it's a collaboration with the Fiddlehead Foundation. And it's meant to bring together 3 or 4 innovators to discuss their transformative science with a highly selective group of entrepreneurs, investors, and business development talent from the tri-state area. And it's not a pitch for funding, but rather a presentation that highlights a paradigm shift in a particular therapeutic area that's meant to redefine the way the audience thinks about that area. Previously, as I mentioned, I was an ex-IR at Columbia Tech Ventures, and in that role, I reviewed and provided input on Columbia's unlicensed intellectual property with the goal of identifying the most promising untapped opportunities. And, you know, specifically, that was providing guidance and industrial perspectives to faculty and student entrepreneurs looking to create startups relating to their inventions. I also provided input on internal funding decisions for Columbia Tech Venture and their funding arm. And I guess finally, I do work with eLab NYC as a panelist and a judge and a mentor. It's not officially in an EIR role, but it overlaps in terms of their responsibilities.
Bruce, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the biggest challenge with being an EIR is probably maintaining honest communication with the team with respect to the challenges that they face. oftentimes a PI or a founder has very, very strong emotional attachment to the project, which is completely understandable. Because of this attachment, sometimes a founder or the PI is reluctant to embrace changes that necessitate rethinking about the mission or the broader approach. And it's not insurmountable, as most innovators do eventually recognize the need to evolve or pivot. And in some cases, they even embrace a new challenge. But that's probably the biggest challenge.
And successes?
I've seen quite a few examples of successes that emanated from EIR programs, particularly when I was at Columbia Tech Venture. One example was the formation of a company based on a technology for discovery and development of therapeutic peptides to treat cancer. And the technology was groundbreaking, but the guidance of the EIR really moved it to the next level. It was not a project I was working on, but it really broke out. The technology was licensed out of Columbia, and the company was formed, and it's now raised over $20 million in their Series A round of financing. That's just one example of one of the success stories when the EIR was really instrumental in moving something forward.
And I'm sorry, you mentioned PI. Can you spell out what that means?
I'm sorry, PI?
Yes.
Principal Investigator. Scientist.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bruce, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I think my advice to someone who's considering being an EIR is keep an open mind and participate in as many projects as you can. I mean, in a quality way. You never really know where each one is going to go and what expertise you can lend to the project. I think, you know, as scientists or entrepreneurs, we tend to default to the idea that everyone knows what we know because we are often surrounded by peers with similar backgrounds. But that's not really true. I think once you're outside the narrow bubble of similar understanding by your peers, you do realize that the knowledge that you have is unique and can be very helpful. And that is, I guess, so don't prejudge the value that you can actually add to a program, even if it seems a bit afar at the beginning. When you get down into the details, you may be surprised how much you really have to add.
Bruce, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
I think the best place is to look at the institution or company that you're looking at or consider working with. Most companies are very excited about having EIRs, and it'll really be driven by your area of interest, whether it's bioscience or health tech or fintech or the investment community. You can learn specifically about the mission of the Fiddlehead Foundation at their website, which is just fiddleheadfoundation.net. And then I think another great resource is just using LinkedIn to kind of look at the background of various EIRs that are out there.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.